There you are. Lovely to meet you. As I'm sure you already know, I'm Queen Bonnabelle, but for the job that you've been hired for, you can have the pleasure of calling me Bonnie. Oh, nonsense. We will get to know each other very well, so we can skip the formalities. And your name is? That's a beautiful name. Come, take a walk with me and have a chat. So, where are you from? Oh, the Mushroom Village? I bet it's just lovely this time of year. You know, a few decades ago there was a slug outbreak, and I had to take care of the pesky things before your village just turned to mush. Don't be so surprised, dear. I'm blessed with eternal youth. You had to have known that by now. Don't be silly. That's very flattering, though. Oh, here we are. I wanted to show you the Royal Gardens. It's my favorite place to unwind and collect my thoughts. I was expecting that reaction. Isn't it a beauty? So, let's talk about the job. Do you have any idea what you've been assigned to do? I will have to get on to Lenny about properly informing my new hires. So, you must know, as royalty, this life can be very lonely. Everyone wants something like money, power, or even just bragging rights to say they've had tea with me. And because of that, I've reached out to find a friend of sorts. I had my guards and some other trusted employees search the kingdom to find someone with a good and genuine heart to bring back to the palace. If they agreed, of course. And you do have the right to leave at any point if you feel like it. How are you feeling? Still confused? Well, to put it frankly, it wasn't only a good heart I was searching for. As a queen, I have a lot of power. Some would say I am the source of all power. But I'm looking for someone to give that up to. Oh, no, not a king. That's absurd. Perhaps in a different way. And intimate way? I did have my guards focus more on the Mushroom Village because your kind is typically more well endowed than others. Oh my, now we're both flustered. I hope you aren't offended by my words. I mean them all sincerely. Now that I feel you're properly informed, would you accept my offer? That's fantastic. Oh. Getting started right away? Luckily, the gardens is closed for our chat, just in case it took this turn. Oh God, it's quite big. I guess the rumors were true. That's as big as my arm. I'll do my best. I've never had one quite this large. I'd love to worship your huge cock. Do you like the sight of a queen on her knees for you? Do you need help undoing my laces? Here. Does my body please you, sir? I'm pleased. You're pleased. You want me to bend over the bench? Yes, sir. Give me that massive manhood of yours and don't hold back. Please. Oh. Oh, I love the way that you pull my hands behind my back and make me arch into you. It's almost too much. You're so big. My hair too, if you wish. That's so good. Oh, it's divine. Come all over your cock. Keep it going. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, yes, the wings tend to come out when excited. Do you find them to your liking? Oh, it's lovely. Oh, they're quite ticklish. Oh, yes, I do like it. Everything I dreamed of. Oh, I'm so glad I found you. You want to face me? sit right here. Oh my god. It almost feels tighter this way. Oh, you fill me up so perfectly. Oh God. Shall I get up close and tell you how much I'm enjoying this? Oh my God. Are you reaching your finish? Maybe go together, sir. Okay. Unlike anything I've ever had before. For you as well. Did you like the sight of a queen begging for you? Well, I can show you to your rooms so you can get cleaned up, and perhaps we can explore more of each other. Do you like that idea? I quite like it as well. To be completely honest, I didn't think the rumors were true, that the bigger it was, the more I would be filled by an orgasm. Oh, don't worry, I am on a tonic, so unless you ever wish, there shall be no royal children running around. Yes, your rooms are this way.